This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A leader of the Islamic Jihad militant group in Gaza says a ceasefire has been reached with Israel to end 5 days of heavy fighting. But after the ceasefire was to take effect, continued rocket fire persisted and Israel was reportedly striking targets in Gaza. A similar announcement last week by Egypt unraveled amid continued fighting. The fighting has killed 33 Palestinians inside Gaza, including at least 13 civilians. 2 people were killed by rocket fire in Israel. Some Turkish voters headed to the polls Sunday are expressing fury at February's earthquake response by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's administration, while others say they are proud to vote once again for their government. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Hatay in southeastern Turkey.
Erdogan has led Turkey for more than 20 years, and some political parties say they believe this election may be their chance to step in. This member of the Republic People's Party, the leading opposition party, does not want to be identified. He says his party has promised reform of the justice system if they win. But analysts say Turkey's skyrocketing prices are the voters' biggest concern. The cost of food and rent has doubled, tripled, or even quadrupled in some parts of Turkey. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Hatay, Turkey.
Pakistan's prime minister says authorities will go after those involved in violent protests following the detention of his predecessor, Imran Khan, including prosecution and anti-terrorism courts. The prime minister's warnings were a sign of further escalation in the long-running showdown between the government and Khan, who has the backing of a large number of supporters. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Ukrainian troops are advancing in 2 directions in the eastern city of Bakhmut, but the situation in the city center is more complicated, Ukraine's deputy defense minister said on Saturday. Ukrainian and Russian officials both say pro-Kyiv forces have started to push back in and around Bakhmut after blunting a month-long offensive by troops loyal to Moscow that left much of the city in ruins. Russia acknowledged on Friday its forces had fallen back north of Bakhmut ahead of a long-promised counteroffensive by Ukraine to retake more territory it lost after the start of the war last year. Ukraine's president was in Rome for talks with Pope Francis and Italy's president and its premier, as Ukraine fights to liberate itself from Russia's invasion launched last year, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A military band played as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was welcomed by Italian Premier Giorgia Meloni outside of Kyiv Palace. Upon his arrival, many Ukrainians and Italians alike lined the streets of Rome to welcome him. Elena Litvinova told the AP she hopes Ukraine will be victorious.
It's an incredible crime, and we want that Kremlin maniac should be stopped.
Zelensky is also due to meet Pope Francis. I'm Karen Chamas.
The detention of a mayoral candidate belonging to the Greek minority in Albania has raised tensions between the 2 neighboring countries. Greece's foreign ministry released a statement Saturday demanding the release of the candidate in an area which has a strong Greek minority presence. Greek media reported the arrest by Albanian police early Friday were on charges of vote buying 2 days ahead of local elections, and a court confirmed Saturday he would remain in custody. The U.S. southeastern state of North Carolina's Democratic governor has vetoed legislation that would have banned nearly all abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The veto came Saturday during a public rally as hundreds of abortion rights activists and voters watched as Governor Roy Cooper affixed his veto stamp to the bill, which also places additional restrictions on physicians, abortion clinics, and the women seeking the procedure. The governor's veto launches a major test for leaders of the GOP-controlled General Assembly to attempt to override it. Cooper is a strong abortion rights supporter. He had until Sunday night to act on the measure that would tighten current state law that bans most abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.